American Legion Baseball coverage is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Omaha. It's the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 Points Bank getting set to take on Omaha West Side in the opening round of the state tournament. As we visit a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. And coach, just getting back to the state tournament. You were not here last year. You were here 2 years ago, but good to be back.
It's good to be back. It's, you know, it's a great reward for the season, for the players and the coaches. And we're excited about being here.
Coach, was there a turning point in the season that really thought you could get to the state tournament? Was there some point in the season that the season kind of turned for you?
You know, I think after the Peterson tournament, you know, we went 1-4 in that tournament in Lincoln. That was right before the 4th of July. And then we came home, and we had 9 straight home games, and we went 8-1. And, you know, I think that really turned it around. We started playing really solid baseball. So if I was to look at any point of the season where it just flipped, that would be it.
27-27 on the season, but when you get to the state tournament, it's do or die every day, isn't it?
Yeah, every day. You never know. I mean, it depends. You can play great here and be out in 2 if you run into 2 really good pitchers, or, you know, you don't get a break or they get a break. So, you know, it's exciting to be here. We're going to have to play our best baseball, and I hope we do.
Last time we were in a state tournament up in Columbus, we went 2-2, so we've had some success here.
Yeah, and I've told the guys, don't be happy just to be here and say you played at state. You know, come here and try to win it. And, you know, we've got our top 3 starting pitchers. If they pitch the way they're capable of, we could get to Tuesday. And once you get to Tuesday, anything can happen because everybody's pitching staffs are stressed by that point.
Which was it take to win down here?
Well, you have to be focused, and you can't give a game away because, you know, every game is critical, and the longer you can go without losing, that's critical. We saw that last weekend at Area where, you know, really I felt the championship game of that area tournament was Friday night when we lost in 10 innings to Kearney. Had we won that, it would have been a reverse situation where their pitching was stressed by Monday night and ours wasn't, and it was the reverse, and that's the big difference. You have to win early. And as they say often, that way it's easier on your pitchers.
Talk about the play of your team down the stretch. It's been pretty good.
And the play has been very good. You know, we've been solid. My outfield has really been solid. The middle's been solid. Opperman's caught, you know, a lot of games and been very good back there. So, you know, the team's playing well. We're pitching well. I hope we continue to do that today.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to American Legion Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth in the state tournament here today in Class A in Omaha. So we get ready for Omaha West Side here this afternoon. Coach, we have seen a lot of good competition out of Lincoln and Omaha, so you guys probably shouldn't shy away from this stuff.
No, I don't think our kids are going to be intimidated just because it's Omaha West Side. You know, this season, in the regular season, we played the number 2 team in the high school ball. We played the number 8 team. We played Millard South, beat them. We played competition, so I don't think the fact that they're an Omaha team is going to intimidate them. It's just going to come down to playing baseball.
This side, the National League here in Omaha, is there a favorite among the 8 teams?
I think the consensus would be that Creighton Prep's the odds-on favorite to win this division. They were 38-4 in high school ball, and they have a very similar record in Legion ball. The other team that I think most people are predicting would slip in there is Lincoln Southwest. So bottom line is I hope they kind of overlook us a little bit and we can get a couple W's and then make a move.
Omaha West Side is a team we did not face during the regular season, so we're kind of going in blind on this thing, aren't we?
We are, and you know, I tried. I called all the contacts I had to get some pitching charts and some scouting reports on West Side, and you know, I just couldn't find anybody, any of my contacts had played them or knew anybody, so we're going in pretty blind on West Side.
Xander Schmidt going to get to call in game 1.
Yeah, Xander, you know, if Xander pitches the way Xander can, we'll be in the game. And if we're in the game at the end, you never know. But, you know, he's kept us in every game he's pitched, at least till the fifth or sixth inning. So if he has that kind of day, I think we'll do very well.
We basically come out of the gate with 1, 2, and 3 here?
We will, yeah. We will pitch Xander today, and we won't relieve with Mason or Bender unless it would be, you know, a one-inning closer situation to win the game because, you know, 2 years ago we lost our first game and then won 2 in a row. So you don't want to use up your 3 starters. So, you know, probably you'll see Xander. If we need a reliever, you'll probably see Panganiban.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. Stick around. Sonic lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and Omaha Westside today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard, Hastings. For envelopes, letterhead, brochures, business cards, newsletters, or forms, remember Vaughn's Printers. Stay tuned for the first pitch straight ahead on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Omaha Burke Stadium here this afternoon for the Class A State American Legion baseball tournament on 1230 KHAS. It'll be a windy afternoon here for the opening ball game as Hastings Five Points Bank gets sent to take on KB Building Services, a team made up of players out of Omaha Westside. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. The temperature at game time is going to be 91 degrees, but the winds are going to be out of the southeast today at 22 miles per hour, blowing toward the left field corner. So if you hear a lot of wind noise circling through our microphones here this afternoon, that's going to be the case. A very windy day today in Omaha. In fact, there's a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Some could be on the heavy side later on today. So hopefully we can get this ball game in and Hastings Five Points Bank can get on their way here in the State American Legion Baseball Tournament in Class A. We've seen a couple of ball games already played today. Lincoln Southwest, Pinnacle Bank knocking off the Millard Sox in the first ball game today by the score of 14-1. End of the ball game just completed. It was Omaha Creighton Prep winners over South Sioux City, winning 14-0 in 7 innings. So now he gets sent for this third ball game with Hastings Five Points Bank getting set to take on KB Building Services. KB Building Services, a team out of Omaha Westside, they have a record this summer of 34 wins and 12 losses on the season. Hastings coming in under head coach Steve Illingworth, the record sitting at 27-27. Hastings here after playing in the area tournament at Duncan Field. Hastings was able to make it all the way to the championship game. In fact, had Carney on the ropes, took him to the final ball game, played that if necessary ball game in the area tournament a week ago and lost to Carney Runza. So Carney is playing in Carney in the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament, the American Division. Grand Island is there as well. Hastings playing here in the National Division in Omaha. So it'll be a tough opener for Hastings Five Points Bank here today, playing KB Building Services, a record of 34 wins, 12 losses on the season. Hastings again 27-27. We'll give you the starting lineups here today, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with the starting lineup that they play virtually every game in the area tournament. Last week, Xander Schmidt will lead off. He'll be The pitcher here this afternoon for Hastings, Graham Schneider, will be your center fielder. He will bat second. Pat Offerman will be your catcher. He'll bat third today. Ryan Bender will be at first base. He'll bat fourth. Matt Karloff will be out in left field. He will bat fifth. Kyle Goldenstein will be your right fielder. He will bat sixth. Will Reimer will be your shortstop today. He will bat seventh. Mason Spilnick will be your second baseman. He will bat eighth. Jonas Schultz will bat in the number nine position today. He will be at third base. So Hastings will go with Xander Schmidt, Graham Schneider, and Pat Opperman, Ryan Bender, Matt Karloff, and Kyle Goldenstein, Will Reimer, Mason Spilnick, and Jonas Schultz in the starting lineup here today. Xander Schmidt getting the start for Hastings. He is 4-2 on the season. He's got one save. He's thrown 53 innings so far for Hastings, giving up 46 hits and 23 runs. 12 of those have been earned, 43 base on balls with 31 strikeouts and an ERA of 1.58. We'll give you the starting lineups for KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, here this afternoon. They will go with Jake Myers at first base. He will lead things off for Omaha today. Brent Murray will be your third baseman. He will bat second. It'll be Jackson Kane, your shortstop, batting third. Michael Finichero will be your center fielder. He will bat fourth. Drew Fitzsimmons will be your left fielder. He will bat fifth. Cal Zagurski will be your catcher. He will bat in the number five position. Devin Stuack will be your right fielder. He will bat seventh. Will Boyd will be your designated hitter. He will bat eighth. Mike Waldron will be your second baseman. He will bat ninth. And Matt Waldron is going to be your pitcher this afternoon for Omaha Westside KB Building Services. So again, KB will go with Jake Myers, Brett Murray, and Jackson Kane, Michael Finichero, Drew Fitzsimmons, and Cal Zagurski. In the bottom third of the order, Devin Stuack, Will Boyd, and Michael Waldron, with Matt Waldron on the mound this afternoon for Omaha Westside. Got the first pitch straight ahead. You're listening to the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament today on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Omaha Berg Stadium here this afternoon, the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing their first ball game against KB Building Services out of Omaha Westside. And you might know the day that we get an outdoor seat here at a ballpark, you've got the windiest day of the summer. Winds blowing out of the southwest at 22 miles per hour, blowing to the left field corner here this afternoon. So it'll be a windy afternoon, and hopefully we can bear with us stuff. We'll see how many papers and other memorabilia I will lose off of the top of our little perch here today. We're on the third base side here in Omaha. Looks like it's going to be Omaha being the home team on the scoreboard. So Hastings will have a chance to bat first and get on the scoreboard first here this afternoon. Hastings now with a team batting average of .288. That is up considerably over the past 6 weeks or so. Hastings finishing the season on an 8-1 homestand. The team ERA for Hastings is sitting at 3.86. We expect a stiff challenge here this afternoon from KB Building Services, Omaha Westside. In the second half of the Class A State Tournament is being played in Kearney. Not a whole lot of excitement over there so far. Pinnacle Bank, Papillion-La Vista South, knocking off Judd Brothers out of Lincoln Northeast in the first ball game today in Kearney by a score of 15-5. Primetime Patriots, a team from Millard South, is just taking care of Scott's Bluff in their first game today, 11-1. The other games are going on tonight in Kearney. The 4 o'clock ball game getting started right about now. Grand Island Home Federal is going to be in action against the Roof Tech Wildcats. That's a team made up of players from Millard West. And then later on tonight, we've got the Associated Fire Protection Team from Papio South taking on Cardi Runza. So we're set to go. The Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament here today on 1230 KHAS. Got a 10-run rule after 7 innings, a 9-inning ball game scheduled for us here this afternoon between Hastings and KB Building Services. Both teams got red tops on again this afternoon. Hastings in their gray bottoms with their red tops trimmed and lettered in the blue and the white. KB Building Services in their red bottoms and their red tops with their red baseball caps here this afternoon. As Xander Schmidt will come to bat first for Hastings. Xander is going to be the pitcher today for Hastings. 5 points in this opener. 55 for 162 from the plate on the season. There's a swing and a miss, and Xander falls behind with a count of no balls and one strike. He has walked 7 times so far this year. Xander Schmidt has struck out 32 times. He leads the team in doubles with 14. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low and outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Just underway. We're in Omaha. This is the Omaha Burke Baseball Field. Of course, we come here each and every year for the State High School Track and Field Championships right behind us here at Omaha Burke. First time we have played here in baseball for the Class A State Tournament. 3-1, the count down to Xander Schmidt. It's the next pitch by Waldron. It's going to be outside and down low. So 3-1, the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way, and it's going to be fouled away on the first base side. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Let me tell you about the accommodations today that we're enjoying. We're right above the dugout for KB Building Services. We're on the third base side. This is the platform of the old press box that they had here. It's a pop fly. It's going to be on the first base side. It gets over to the Hastings dugout, and it goes out of play. It's actually the bottom part of the press box that they tore down to erect a new press box right behind the plate. It's absolutely open. They're using it right now to store all their garden equipment. So actually, we're sitting on the garden shed on the roof over here on the third base side. The rest of the folks up in the press box are enjoying a nice air-conditioned comfort in their small and cozy press box that they built right behind the home plate. Here's a ball that's going to be hit towards short, fielded there by Kane. He picks it up and goes to first base. That's going to be a time to catch Xander Schmidt. So Xander is retired in the play from short to first to get things started. They worked the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes, and then Xander hits one towards shortstop for the first out. Graham Schneider comes up there next for Hastings. Graham Schneider will come to the plate here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Number 2 in the batting order, and he will take a pitch here for a strike in the outside corner. Schneider so far has got 31 base hits and 134 trips to the plate. His batting average is sitting at .231 in the season. He has walked 19 times, and he has struck out a team-high 33 times. He gets called for another strike here. No balls and 2 strikes on Schneider. Pat Opperman will follow him. Then Ryan Bender, the first baseman for Hastings. Matt Waldron on the mound here for KB Building Services, Omaha West Side in game number 1 of the state tournament. Next pitch is going to miss just inside. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jake Meyer is down there at first base for West Side. Waldron is on his second base. Kane is on his shortstop. And Murray is over here at third base. Here comes the next pitch on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 1 ball and 2 strikes here to the batter for Hastings, Graham Schneider. Out in the outfield, Fitzsimmons out in left. Finocchiaro is out there in center field, and Stuek is out in right field. There's a high fly ball, third base side. Foul territory coming over is going to be the third baseman, Murray, and he makes the catch. So Graham Schneider is going to foul out to the third baseman and Brent Murray. So 2 up, 2 down for Hastings here in the top half of the first inning. That's going to bring up Pat Opperman next. Opperman so far this season for Hastings is batting .338 on the season. Opperman has got 52 base hits and 154 trips to the plate. He has walked 27 times, and he has struck out 14 times. Where's number 7 in that red uniform? He takes a fastball here for a strike right down the pipe. Nothing and one to Pat Opperman. Batting here from the right-hand side with the right-handed throwing Matt Waldron out there for KB Building Services. Next pitch is going to be on the way. That's going to be outside for a ball, and the count is now even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Opperman has walked 27 times so far this year. For Hastings 5 Points Bank, he has struck out 14 times. He takes another strike right there for strike number 2. And the count to him now is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nothing going for Hastings so far here in the top half of the first inning. Here's the next pitch on the way. That's going to be swung on. Fielded there by the third baseman, Murray. Nice play. Goes over to first base, and it's 3-up, 3-down for Hastings here in the top half of the first inning. That was a nice play there by Brent Murray coming to his left off of the bag at third base to rob that operative of a base hit. So Hastings goes down in order here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Hastings nothing. Westside coming to bat.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in windy Omaha here this afternoon for the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament. Hastings goes down in order in the top half of the first inning as KB Building Services from Omaha Westside. They come to the plate for the first time here this afternoon. Top three hitters will be Jake Myers and Brent Murray and Jackson Kane coming on. The face is Xander Schmidt here for Hastings. And Xander has a record of 4 wins and 2 losses. On the season, he's got one save to his credit. Mason Spilnick right now, the number one pitcher as far as record is concerned for Hastings. He's got 7 wins so far this year. Xander Schmidt's got 4. Ryan Bender has got 4. And we expect to see those three guys out of the gate in games 1, 2, and 3 here in the state high school baseball, not the state high school baseball tournament, but the American Legion baseball tournament here this weekend. Around the diamond for Hastings here defensively, Ryan Bender will be at first base. Mason Spilnick will be on at second base. Will Reimer is on at shortstop. Jonas Schultz is at third base. Pat Opperman behind the plate. Xander Schmidt on the mound. Out of the outfield, you've got Matt Karloff out in left field. Graham Schneider is out in center. Kyle Goldenstein will be out in right field here this afternoon for Hastings defensively. So KB Building Services, Omaha Westside coming to bat for the first time. Jake Myers will lead things off, and before we get started, Pat Opperman is going to go out and have a little conversation already with Xander Schmidt, as if they didn't have enough time to chat before they got to the ballpark. So Pat Opperman getting some final words there with his pitcher, Xander Schmidt, and we're set to go. Xander is a right-handed thrower here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Jake Myers up to the plate first for KB Building Services, Omaha Westside. Here's the windup and the pitch by Xander Schmidt. That's going to be outside for a ball. So 1-0 the count here to Jake Myers. Center fielder's Graham Schneider pulled around a couple of steps to his right out there as he looks on here at Burke Stadium. Next pitch is going to be a fastball right down the pipe there. The count goes to 1-1. Again, situated on the third base side of the diamond here this afternoon, right above the dugout for Omaha Westside. Here's a high fly ball toward left, and that's going to curve over in the foul territory. Dimensions here at Omaha Burke Stadium, you've got 325 down the left field line, 370 to the power alley, 400 to straightaway center field, and there's the ball hit towards center. Going over there is going to be Graham Schneider. He's unable to make the catch. It falls for a base hit. Here comes the throw to second base, and they have got him at second base. Jake Myers trying to stretch that single to a double, and he is thrown out at second base. So Myers is going to be credited with a single there, but a nice throw by the left fielder, Matt Karloff, to the back at second. They get him there as Jake Myers is retired in the play at second base, trying to stretch that single to a double. That ball hit to left field, so a great throw by Matt Karloff, and there's one man out. One man out here by KB Building Services in this first inning of play. That's going to bring up Brent Murray next. So Brent Murray comes up there with the bases empty. Out in the outfield, you've got Karloff out in left field. Graham Schneider is out at center field, and Kyle Goldenstein is out at right field. So So Jake Myers will be credited with a single, and then he'll be thrown out, going to second base, trying to stretch that into an extra base hit. There's a swing and a miss. Back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Unbelievable on the weather today. We have not seen the wind to this magnitude in Hastings for at least a month. Windiest day we have seen in the last couple of months here. And we get it as we are greeted with the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament here in Omaha. Outside facilities for us here today. Brent Murray is your batter. 1-2. Here's your count as he comes to the plate here. Next pitch is going to be up high for Xander Smith. And the count goes to 1-2 on Brent Murray. Jackson Kane will be next. Here comes your next pitch. It's on the way. Hit towards center field. Graham Schneider comes over to his right. Schneider comes over, and he almost runs into Karloff out there and makes the catch. Brent Murray, he's going to fly out to center field here in the first inning of play. That's going to bring up Jackson Kane next. Jackson Kane will be your shortstop here this afternoon for Omaha Westside, KB Building Services. Michael Finichero will be following him. He's your center fielder. Jackson Kane wears number 10 on his uniform as he digs in from the right-hand side. So all three hitters in the top of the order, right-handed hitters for KB Building Services. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away in the first base side. So nothing and one here to Jackson Kane. As he stands in there, here comes the next pitch from Xander Schmidt. It's on the way. That's a fastball that's going to miss a little bit outside, and the count goes to 1-1. Just underway here in the American Division of the Class A State Baseball Tournament here today. He sees 5 points, making a return trip to the state tourney. There's a ball hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Takes a bad hop, and now Karloff has problems with it. It's going to roll to the wall on his way to second base. It's going to be Jackson Kane. He's going to pull up there as Karloff gets the ball back to Reimer, the shortstop, and he runs her back to the infield. So that ball took a big hop out there in the outfield grass, and it went over the head of Matt Karloff. He tried to reach a hand up there to deflect the ball away, but he couldn't do it as the ball rolls to wall. That's going to be a single and an error chalked up on Karloff out there in left field. So KB Building Services has a base runner at second base with only two men out here in the inning, and Michael Finichero, a left-handed hitter, comes to the plate next. He wears number 3 on his uniform as he pops it up over here on the third base side. He's going to come over, and it's going to be caught here right at the fence. And over here for Hastings is Jonas Schultz, the third baseman. So Jonas Schultz comes over here and grabs the ball just as it was about ready to come over the fence right in front of the side of the dugout here on the third base side right in front of us. So Michael Finichero, he fouls out to the third baseman, Jonas Schultz, and the inning is over. Omaha Westside scores no runs, 2 base hits, 1 error on Hastings, 1 man left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing, Omaha Westside nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Back in the State American Legion Baseball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Omaha Burke Stadium is the site. Hastings nothing, Omaha Westside nothing, as Hastings comes to bat here in inning number 2. Ryan Bender, Matt Karloff, and Kyle Goldenstein coming up here to face of Matt Waldron in inning number 2. Hastings went down in order in the first inning, and here's the first pitch of the play. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0. Got a cloudy sky here today. again, chance of thunderstorms later on. There's the ball hit toward third. Nice play by Murray. Long throw to first base. That's not going to be in time. Off of the bag at first is going to be Jake Myers. That was a long throw by Brent Murray at third base. Made a nice play on the ball right there at the line. But then his throw was to the outfield side of first base, and it pulls off the first baseman, Jake Myers, over there. So that's going to be an error. And a tough one chalked up on the throw by Brett Murray, the third baseman. Now Hastings has a base runner. Ryan Bender is on the base pads here for Hastings. Nobody out here in the second inning of play. There's a throw over to first. That's not going to be in time. Bender is back in there. Ryan Bender, he has got 11 stolen bases so far this year. He's got 11 out of the 40. That 11 is a team-high 11 stolen bases. There's an attempted bunt by Karloff, and it's going to be in foul territory. So Karloff trying to sacrifice there. Fouls away the bunt. Karloff is 34 for 113 so far this year. His batting average is sitting at 301 in the season. He's walked 13 times. He has struck out 27 times. Karloff already scoring around the bunt, and he bunts it down the first base side. Good one, perfectly placed. The ball is going to be flipped to the first baseman. It's not going to be in time. Ball is recovered there by Waldron, the pitcher. That was perfectly placed between the pitcher's mound and first base. As the Waldron came over, finally fielded the ball, and it just kind of flips it to the first baseman, Jake Myers, and that's not going to be in time, so Karloff gets a base hit out of the thing. An infield single by Karloff. That moves Ryan Bender along to second base. So Hastings with base runners on it, first and second. Nobody out here in the second inning. That's going to bring up Kyle Goldenstein next. Goldenstein is the right fielder, so Hastings with a chance here to play some runs in the second inning. Here's the wider the pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Goldenstein so far this year, 43 for 145 from the plate. His batting average in a season is sitting at 297. He comes to bat for the first time this afternoon in the state tournament. Here, well, let's see. They're going to wheel towards second base, and now back in there was Bender. So Goldenstein is your batter here for Hastings. He struck out 27 times so far this year. He has walked 10 times. There's the wide of the pitch. It's going to be bunted again. Fielded by the pitcher, Waldron. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time, so the sacrifice works. They move the base runners along to second and third base on the play. Goldenstein lays down the sack. That's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer is your shortstop. I want to, it's going to be this windy tomorrow. We might want to check out the inside accommodations tomorrow. Will Reimer comes to the plate next for Hastings, batting in the number 7 position. As Reimer takes a pitch here, it's going to be a strike in the outside corner. And the count goes to nothing and one to Will Reimer. Reimer has got 48 base hits and 160 trips to the plate. Hastings with base runners on at second and third base. One man out here in the second inning of play. No score. There's a bouncing ball towards short, fielded there by Kane. He's going to come home. There's the tag on Bender, and they have got him at the plate for the second out. Ryan Bender goes on that play there. A ground ball towards shortstop as Kane fires it to his catcher, Cal Zagurski. Perfectly thrown ball there. Zagurski had him by a couple of steps, and it was a simple case of if he was going to hang on to the ball or not. And he did as Ryan Bender is thrown out of the play as a shortstop. Kane comes to the catcher to make the out. So now there's two outs in the inning, and that's going to bring up Mason Spilnick next. Hastings has got a base runner around to a third base now. That's going to be Matt Karloff. So Ryan Bender is thrown out on the plate, at the plate, and a nice play there by Jackson Kane, the shortstop. Mason Spilnick now at the plate. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch by Waldron, an old tapper, third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. So one ball and one strike here to Mason Spilnick. Jonas Schultz is due up there next. Spilnick, a batting average of 300 so far this season. Project at 252 for Spilnick. He is 27 for 107 from the plate. Here's the next pitch by Waldron. Oh, he's going to throw it over the first base, and they have got him over there at first base. Will Reimer is picked off of the bag at first. Nice throw by Waldron as he gets the pickoff over at first base. So Hastings had a lot of promise there in the second inning of play as they had runners at second and third and nobody out. And Hastings out of the inning without scoring. So we go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings nothing, Omaha Westside nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Omaha Burke Stadium this afternoon. The Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Omaha Westside KB Building Services squaring off here in the opening ball game. Lincoln Southwest picked up a win in the first ball game played here this afternoon, actually the 10 o'clock game. Omaha Creighton Prep took the second ball game, and now this is the third game of four here today. This tournament runs all next week as well, so it's a double elimination tournament. We'll be here as long as Hastings Five Points Bank is here. So Drew Fitzsimmons is the first to come to the plate for Omaha Westside here in inning number two. KB Building Services hit the ball in the inning but did not score. Each team with two base hits so far in this ball game. As Xander Schmidt will come to the plate again on a fastball. It's going to be outside the strike zone, and already it's three balls and no strikes here to Drew Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons is your left fielder this afternoon for Westside. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Fitzsimmons taking all the way on that one. So three balls and one strike. KB Building Services, a team that finished 34-12. During the regular season this year. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So the first walk of the ball game given up there by Xander Schmidt. Heading down to first base, and the play is going to be Drew Fitzsimmons. That's going to bring up Cal Zagurski next. Zagurski is the catcher. Steve Billingworth, the head coach for Hastings, did his best to find out some information on Omaha Westside. Hastings did not play this team during the regular season or in any of the tournaments that they had over the summer, so we're kind of going into this ball game blind as far as their strengths and weaknesses are concerned. Statistics have been far and in between as well. Zagurski is your batter. As a couple of throws have been over to first base by Xander Schmidt. Over to Ryan Bender, diving back in there each time was Drew Fitzsimmons. He stays put here as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now nothing and one to Cal Zagurski. Devin Stueck, the right fielder, is due up there next. Then we'll see Will Boyd, the designated hitter. KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, batting here in inning number two. And there's a quick throw to first base, and they nearly got Fitzsimmons over there. Nice quick move by Xander Schmidt. Ryan Bender applies the tag. Fitzsimmons again taking his lead over there at first base. There's a throw back over there. That time it's close again, and brushing off the uniform. It's going to be Fitzsimmons. He's got a good size lead over there again. And now we've got a balk called here. A balk is going to be called here. It's running down to a second base on the play is going to be Fitzsimmons. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out and have an explanation here for Xander Schmidt. A balk is going to be called here on the pitcher, Xander Schmidt. And now Steve Illingworth, the Hastings manager, comes out of the first base dugout. Is going to have a conversation with the home plate umpire here on the first baseline. Evidently, the judge is happy with the ruling there, and Fitzsimmons is going to head down to the second base on a balk. So Xander Schmidt is guilty of a balk out there. So after three or four throws over the first baseman, Ryan Bender, Fitzsimmons gets second base anyway. Here's Cal Zagurski coming to the plate. His count is sitting at one ball and no strikes. There's a swing and a miss. But check that. No balls and two strikes now to Cal Zagurski. AB Building Services at the plate here in the bottom half of the second inning. No score between Hastings and Omaha Westside this afternoon. Xander Schmidt on the mound for Hastings. The 0-2 pitch is on the way. Here it comes. It's going to be popped up. First base side. It gets out of play. Got remains at nothing and two. Your base runner is down there. It's a second base at Drew Fitzsimmons. Devin Stuek is on deck here for Omaha Westside. Xander Schmidt's got a sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Comes to the belt, and now a pitch thrown in here. It's a cold third strike. Cal Zagurski goes down on strikes here. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Xander Schmidt. As Zagurski comes back here to the third base dugout right below us. And Devin Stuek comes up there next. Stuek is going to be a left-handed hitter. Now, we got to be careful because for the position we're at, it's a straight shot here. If the left-handers slice the ball this way, as like we said, we're right on top of the third base dugout here, occupied by KB Building Services. But a left-hander has a clean shot at us, and when they come to the plate, I've got my getaway shoes on here. Runner is at second base. The count is at one ball and no strikes here to Devin Stuek. There's a hard hit ball out towards center field. Graham Snyder, he's going to run in as the one is going to hold it up out there, and he makes the catch. So Stuek is going to fly out to a center field. That's going to be the second out of the inning. Now Will Boyd comes up there next. Will Boyd is the designated hitter, batting down here in the number eight position for KB Building Services. Just underway here in the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament. Action today on 1230 KHAS. Double elimination affair this weekend. If Hastings wins this ball game, they'll play at 4 o'clock again tomorrow afternoon. Hastings loses this game, they'll play the elimination ball game tomorrow morning at 10. And here comes another left-handed hitter to the plate. That's going to be Will Boyd. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside the strike zone. One ball and no strikes. He's a big stocky kid. He's going to step in here from the left-hand side as well. So a couple of left-handed hitters down here in Stuek and also Will Boyd. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is at one ball and one strike. You're listening to the state baseball tournament today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. A windy Omaha Burke Stadium here this afternoon. They got one ball and one strike. The next pitch, head on the ground. Left side, he gets through there for a base hit into left field. Picked up by Karloff. Around the bag at third is Fitzsimmons. He is coming home, and Omaha Westside has the lead. Will Boyd delivers up a single to left field. Drives home a run as Drew Fitzsimmons, some good wheels there, makes it around from second base to score. That makes it a 1-0 ball game in favor of Omaha Westside. That's going to bring up Mike Waldron next. Waldron is the second baseman. That ball hit on the ground right between Jonas Schultz at third base. Will Reimer at shortstop into left field. As Karloff picks it up out there but could not gun down Fitzsimmons as the throw came in there. And now it's going to bring up the number 9 hitter in Mike Waldron. So it's a 1-0 ball game. Omaha Westside with a lead here this afternoon in the Class A State Tournament. As Waldron takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Here comes the second one by Xander. It's going to be up high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes here to Waldron, the second baseman, top of the order, and Jake Myers is due up there next. Xander working from the belt with a runner on at first base. That boy, there's a ball hit on the ground again, fielded by the shortstop Reimer as he knocks it down, but he falls down out there on the edge of the outfield grass, and no play made at first base. Reimer does a good job keeping that ball in the infield, so to speak, but could not make the play at first base. That's going to be a single given there to Mike Waldron. Now, Omaha Westside has got runners on at first and second base. Here in the second inning of play, Jake Myers comes to the plate next. Myers is the guy who was leading off the ball game for KB Building Services in the bottom of the first. They got that single to left field, and then was gunned down by Karloff attempting to get to second base. He lays down a bunt this time. Nice one down to third baseline, but occurs over to foul territory. Fielded there by Jonas Schultz. Coming back here in the right-hand batter's box will be Jake Myers. He was credited with a single there in the first inning, but he was gunned down at second base. Trying to stretch that into an extra base hit by the left fielder for Hastings, Matt Karloff. Omaha Westside, KB Building Services with runners on at first and second base here in the second inning. One run in. They've got the lead over Hastings by a score of 1-0. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt, a breaking pitch that stays down low for a ball. One ball, one strike here to Jake Myers. Brent Murray, the third baseman, is due up there next, but there's two men out here in the second inning. Hastings will now hold that base runner on over there at first base. Bender playing behind the runner over there. There's the next ball. It's going to be hit to the left side again. That's going to be a base hit around the bag at third. It's going to be Will Boyd. He makes the big turn, and he stays put right there. So now they've got three consecutive singles here in the second inning. Jake Myers is on at first base. Moving down to second base on the play is Mike Waldron. Will Boyd is on at third base. Boyd made a big turn like he was going to come home, but the throw came in again from Matt Karloff. Keeps that runner at third. So now KB Building Services with the bases loaded here in the second inning of play. Now Brent Murray comes into play next. He's another left-handed hitter. And he will attempt to get on the base paths for the first time. He flew out his first time up there. There's a strike delivered up there by Xander Schmidt. Hastings needs to get out of the inning here. They cannot fall too far behind a very good team in Omaha West Side here this afternoon. 1-0 is the score. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to come over here on the third base side, and it's going to fall just to my right. We saw it coming. It bounces off of our platform just to my right, about 5 feet away. If I had a mitt, I could have grabbed that one. If I had a mitt, I could have reached out there and grabbed that one. Opened some eyes to the folks down on the turf here. Here comes the next pitch. Is going to be hit toward left field. Backing up is Karloff. And that ball is out of here. A grand slam home run. They get the aid of the wind here this afternoon out of the southwest at 22 miles per hour. And Brent Murray hits a home run over the fence at 326 feet away. Drives home four runs here in this second inning of play. So a grand slam home run by Brent Murray. Boyd comes in from third base to score. Waldron comes around from second base to score. Myers comes around from first base to score. And, of course, the home run by Brent Murray. Omaha West Side has jumped onto Xander Schmidt here in this second inning of play. A grand slam home run. It's a 5-0 ball game in favor of Omaha West Side. And now the pitching coach for Hastings, Dave Illingworth, is going to come out to have a couple of words with his pitcher, Xander Schmidt. Xander's going to stay in the ball game as Dave Illingworth just wanted to settle him down a little bit after giving up a grand slam home run 326 feet away. 5-0 is the score. Omaha West Side has got the lead. And here comes the next pitch. This one to Jackson Kane. That's going to be down low for a ball. Hastings can ill afford to get into their pitching rotation too much here in the event that they will play more than a couple of ball games here. You want your starters in a tournament like this to go as deep as possible. These are nine-inning ball games. Double elimination affair. Now Hastings is down 5-0 here in the second inning as Brent Murray. It's a grand slam home run here in the second. Here comes the next pitch to Jackson Kane. It's going to be outside the strike zone, so a four-pitch walk given up there by Xander Schmidt after he gives up the home run. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by Xander out there. And now the ninth man to come to the plate here in the second inning is going to be Michael Finichero. He's a center fielder. He flew out to center field his first time up there. The runner goes at first base. There's the throw down to second base. They have got him. Jackson Kane going on the pitch there, and he is the race off of the base pads. A nice throw by Pat Opperman down there at second base, but damage is done here in the second inning of play as Omaha West Side scores five runs on four base hits, including the grand slam homer there by Brent Murray. No errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number three with a score, Omaha West Side 5, Hastings nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Omaha Burke Stadium here this afternoon, a five-run second inning now for Omaha West Side. They've got the lead 5-0. There's a slow tapper to third, and a thrown out at first base, and the play is going to be Mason Skolnick. Mason just gets a little piece of that one on the first pitch that was delivered up by Matt Waldron. It's a little tapper down the third baseline, fielded there by Brent Murray. He's made a couple of nice plays over there at the hot corner for Omaha West Side. He throws out Skolnick at first base. That's going to bring up Jonas Schultz next. So Hastings is trailing in the ballgame now by the score of 5-0 as Hastings bats here in the top half of the third inning. Hastings, the visiting team here in this ballgame in the state tournament. Jonas Schultz, 24 for 77 from the plate so far this year. His batting average is sitting at .312 as he steps in there from the right-hand side. Takes a pitch there right down the pipe, and the count goes to 0-2 to Jonas Schultz. Matt Waldron, your pitcher here for Omaha West Side. He's given up two base hits so far. Hastings has not threatened to score yet in this ballgame. There's a slow tapper again to the third base side into the dugout of KB Building Services here this afternoon. The count remains at no balls and two strikes in a windy afternoon. The wind aided that ball that was hit to left field for the grand slam home run. Next pitch by Waldron is going to be down low for a ball. There's now one ball and two strikes. Cal Zagurski is your catcher here for KB Building Services, Omaha West Side. With a Matt Waldron on the mound, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards center, coming on and making the catch. Out there is the center fielder, Michael Finichero. Oh, flying out to center field was Jonas Schultz. He heads back to the first base dugout. That's going to bring up Xander Schmidt, the pitcher. So Xander Schmidt comes to the plate here for Hastings. He grounded out to the shortstop his first time up there. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-0 here in the state tournament. Double elimination affair here this weekend. There's a ball hit towards second base, fielded there by Waldron. He picks it up and goes to first base in an easy inning as Hastings goes down in order, 1-2-3 here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Omaha West Side, KB Building Services 5, Hastings nothing.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coming your way from the Class A State Baseball Tournament today. You're on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings is trailing 5-0. So Omaha West Side, KB Building Services, as KB comes to bat here in the third inning of play. Five runs all in the second inning. Of course, the big one, the Grand Slam home run by Brent Murray. Michael Finichiaro coming to the plate here first. He's the center fielder, and he's going to pop this one up again over here on the third base side. Plenty of room, and making the play on the ball is going to be Jonas Schultz. So Michael Finichiaro will foul out to the third baseman, Jonas Schultz. First pitch from Xander Schmidt. Fouled away and caught there by Jonas Schultz. We're in the third inning. Here's Drew Fitzsimmons coming to the plate next. Fitzsimmons reached on a walk his first time up there. Xander Schmidt has walked two so far in the ball game. He has struck out one. He's given up six base hits here in just two and a third innings of work. Fitzsimmons looks at that next pitch that comes to the plate. That's going to be outside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Fitzsimmons. He is number five in the batting order for KB Building Services, Omaha West Side. There's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. That's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 the count. Feel like I'm in a hurricane this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. A windy day today in Omaha. I haven't seen or felt the wind for weeks. Out of the southwest, blowing to the left field corner at 22 miles per hour here this afternoon with a chance of rain later on today. There's a ball hit to left field coming over as Karloff, and he makes a nice catch out there in left field to record the out. Karloff gets the play on the ball out there in left field. That's it. Fitzsimmons is robbed of a base hit out there. Karloff making a nice play on the ball. He went sliding to his seat of his pants there, and he hung on to the baseball. So Drew Fitzsimmons is retired. No play by Karloff, the left fielder. That's going to bring up Cal Zagurski next. He struck out his first time up there. As a pitch from Xander Schmidt is going to be outside the strike zone. One ball and no strikes down low. And outside to Cal Zagurski. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. That ball is going to actually hop to the catcher, Pat Opperman. Scooped up there behind the dish by Opperman and returned to Xander. Two balls and no strikes here to Cal Zagurski. Omaha West Side batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. There's another fly ball over here on the left-hand side. Jonas Schultz looks up and he grabs the ball, and it's three up, three down here for Omaha West Side in this third inning of play. West Side scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score. Omaha West Side, KB Building Services 5, Hastings 5 points back, nothing.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Looking for a great school car? How about an 06 Grand Prix? It has the dependable 3800 GM V6. It's cool enough for the kids or you too. Books for $9, $575. Yours for $8, $375 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
And the other scores in the state tournament so far here in the National League, National Division here at Burke, opening the tournament up Pinnacle Bank out of Lincoln Southwest. They knocked off the Millard Sox today by a score of 5-1. That's the Millard West team. Second ball game today was PI Midwest. Omaha Creighton Prep, as they beat South Sioux City by the score of 14-0. That game stopped after seven innings by the 10-run rule. In Kearney today, it was Pinnacle Bank, La Vista, Pavilion La Vista, beating the Judd Brothers from Lincoln Northeast 15-5. Primetime Patriots, Millard South over Scott's Bluff today. In Kearney, the second ball game by a score of 11-1. There's a ball hit to center field, and it's going to be caught out there. And one pitch and one out.
I'll tell you what. What we don't do to bring you baseball action. I wonder how much more stuff I'm going to lose here today as the wind continues to blow. So there's one man out here in inning number four for Hastings. Graham Steiner is the guy who flew out to a center field, chasing down my papers off of the top of the press box. Pat Opperman comes up here next. Opperman, he grounded out his first time up there. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball. But Hastings is trailing here in the ball game. We are in the fourth inning of play. So Omaha West Side, the score is 5-0. This is a double elimination affair. Hastings loses this game. They'll play at 10 o'clock tomorrow. If Hastings wins this ball game today, they'll play at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. There's the next pitch, hit on the ground towards short, fielded there. His throw over to first base is going to be in time. That's Jackson Kane. Pat Opperman is retired on the play from short to first. That's going to bring up Ryan Bender next. Ryan Bender comes to the plate next. He reached on an error his first time up there. So Bender is officially 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Bender starts the day with a batting average of .316. Leads the team in triples with 6. Leads the team in home runs with 4. He's got 37 RBIs and also leads the team in stolen bases with 11. Ryan Bender steps in there for the right-hand side, waiting on the pitch. And he takes a look at that one. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. The count goes to 1-1 to Ryan Bender. He's walked 32 times so far this year. He has struck out 24 times. Bender waiting on the next pitch here from Matt Waldron. It's on the way. It's going to be another fastball. It's going to miss outside. And the count now at 2-1. Ryan Bender so far this year with 5 doubles, 6 triples, and 4 home runs. 37 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count now is sitting at 3-1. Matt Waldron, your pitcher out there for KB Building Services, Omaha West Side. Xander Schmidt, the thrower for Hastings here today. Here comes the next pitch. Down on the ground. It's going to be in foul territory. Lucky. Ryan Bender fouls it off of his right leg, and he's going to have to shake that one off. And he takes a stroll around the right-hand side of the plate. Now he's ready to go again as he digs in. 3-2. Your count here with 2 men out. Hastings batting in the fourth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed, and he strikes him out, and Hastings is out of this fourth inning. That's going to be strikeout number 1 in the ball game here for Matt Waldron. So Hastings goes down in order in the fourth inning of play. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Omaha West Side 5, Hastings nothing.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament here today. And from Burke Stadium, outside on top of EC 5 Points Bank, the score is 5-0. You're just joining us. West Side scoring all 5 of the runs in the second inning. And of course, the big blast, a grand slam home run by Brent Murray over the wall at 325 feet away. So 5 runs scored by KB Building Services in the fifth inning. They've got a 5-0 lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes Devin Stuek next. He is the right fielder for KB. As he comes to the plate, he flew out to center field his first time up there. Left-handed hitter Xander Schmidt stays out there here in the fourth inning, despite trailing in the ballgame. Stuex squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a ball outside. One ball and no strikes here to Devin Stuex. Where's number 42 in that red uniform for KB Building Services? Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Coming out, it's going to be Graham Schneider. Schneider comes out and he makes the catch. So for the second time today, Devin Stuex will fly out to center field. One man out here in the fourth inning of play. Will Boyd coming up there next. Boyd had a RBI single in the second inning of play. He drove home the first run, and then Davey Building Services immediately loaded up the bases again. And then that's when they hit the grand slam home run with Brett Murray. Boyd was one of the guys who came to the plate after that ball sailed over the fence at 325 feet away. So a 5-0 ball game. It's Omaha West Side out on top of Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Xander Schmidt working here in the fourth inning. He's got a count of one ball and one strike on Will Boyd. Mike Waldron, the second baseman, is due up there next. Boyd waits on the next pitch. That's a slow hanger there, and it just misses outside for Xander. And the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. First game for Hastings here in the state tournament. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball, and now the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. Hastings did not make the state tournament a year ago. 2 years ago, played in the state tourney up in Columbus and fared pretty well, went 2-2 in that tourney. There's a high fastball that's going to be outside the strike zone, and he walks him. So Will Boyd has a single and a walk so far in his two appearances here in this ball game. That's going to be the second walk. Check that, the third walk given up by Xander Schmidt. So Xander has given up six base hits, including a grand slam home run. He has struck out one, and he is walked three guys. Mike Waldron comes up there next. Only one man out here in the fifth inning. There's a check swing strike there as Waldron goes around with it and takes a strike. No balls and one strike. He is the number nine hitter in the batting order here for KB Building Services, Omaha West Side. Xander Schmidt now working from the stretch with a man on at first base. That is Will Boyd. Xander comes set, comes to the plate, and it's going to be a swing and a miss. A fastball there by Xander. Mike Waldron goes around on that one, and now Steve Illingworth trying to direct his outfield to shift over toward the left field foul line here as Mike Waldron is at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes here to Waldron. Jake Myers in the top of the order due up there next. Omaha West Side batting in the bottom of the fourth. They've got a 5-0 lead over Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be fouled. First base side out of play. The home team, Omaha Burke, is going to play in the next ball game here tonight against DJ's Dugout, a team from Bellevue East. That's the final game of day number one. That one will go at 7 o'clock tonight, immediately following this one. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. So, 2-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch to be grounded away here on the third base side. It's going to be foul, fielded there by Jonas Schultz, but far beyond the foul line down here. Two balls and two strikes with one man out here in the fourth inning of play. West Side has got a runner on at first base. Standing in there, right-hand batter's box is going to be Waldron waiting on the pitch, and it's going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Pat Opperman. Comes back to the screen and heading down to second base on the play is going to be Will Boyd. There's not as much territory around the first or third base sides in foul territory or behind the plate as we are accustomed with at Duncan Field, but that ball got away from Pat Opperman back to the screen. And running down to second base is going to be Boyd. So now there's one man out and a runner on at second base. Now here's a walk given up. So back-to-back walks as that pitch is going to be outside and down low. The third and fourth walks of the ball game given up here by Xander Schmidt. That brings up the top of the order again and Jake Myers. So here we go again. Same scenario as inning number two. Boyd is at second base. Waldron is on at first base. There comes Jake Myers up there next. He had a single his last time up there in the second inning. As Myers will dig in from the right-hand side, takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike here to Jake Myers. West Side already leading by the score of 5-0 in this game that's scheduled for 9 innings here today. Myers swings the bat in the right-hand batter's box. Now he gets set to go. Xander Schmidt comes set on the mound, looks at the runners at first and second. Off-speed stuff delivered up there. It's going to miss outside. One ball and one strike now to Jake Myers. He singled in the first inning. He's the guy trying to stretch that to second base and was thrown out by Karloff. Then had a single and scored a run in inning number two. He's actually 2-for-2 today. Next pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. So 2-1 to count here to Jake Myers. Coming up next is going to be the guy who hit the grand slam home run. That's Brent Myers. So Xander wants to zero in here on Jake Myers with one man out. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be right down the pipe and a called strike there. So it's two balls and two strikes to Jake Myers. He's your first baseman here this afternoon for KB Building Services, Omaha West Side. Count is now even up with two balls and two strikes. Xander, again, working from the stretch. He's got his sign, throws on the plate. The ball's going to be hit toward left field. Karloff goes over, and it falls right in between him and Graham Schneider. On his way to third base on the play is going to be Will Boyd, and the bases are going to be loaded. So same scenario. We've got the bases loaded. As they come into the plate, next is going to be Brett Murray. Matt Karloff out there in left field, going over to left center. Graham Schneider was coming over the center fielder. That ball falls right in between the two. Hastings should have been out of the inning right there. That's going to be ruled a base hit. But a mental mistake there by Hastings 5 Points Bank outfielders Matt Karloff and Graham Schneider. Now the bases are loaded again. That's going to bring up a Brent Murray, who hit the grand slam in the last time he was up there in the second. Blew out to center field his first time up there in inning number one. He will take a pitch inside for a ball. And now running down to the bullpen on the first base side, we're going to see Brandon Pang and Eben starting to warm up. Xander Schmidt running into trouble here in the opening game of the state tournament. Racing's 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. That one is going to be inside for a ball. And the count is at two balls and no strikes. Xander wants to be careful. We've already seen Murray park one over the fence at 325 feet away. 325 down the left field line, 325 down the right field line, 370 to the power alleys here at Omaha Burke, and then 400 to straightaway center field. Here comes the next pitch, and that one comes inside and hits him. So a hit batter now, as that's going to drive home a run. That makes it a 6-0 ball game as Will Boyd comes in from third base to score. Moving over to third base on a play. That's going to be Waldron. Moving along to second base is going to be Jake Myers. Murray is on at first base after getting beamed by a pitch to drive home a run. Makes it a 6-0 ball game now in favor of Omaha West Side. Jackson Kane comes to the plate next. Now the home plate umpire wants to come over and have a couple of words with Steve Ellingworth over there. Maybe discussing if Xander was throwing at Brent Murray or not. We have a little conversation in between the home plate and the first base dugout. And now Pat Opperman is going to be called over here. And he's going to have a little chat with Steve Ellingworth as well. Pat had some problems with a home plate umpire earlier this year. In fact, he was ejected out of a home ball game for maybe arguing some balls and strikes. And maybe the home plate umpire has given Pat Opperman a warning here. Went over and had a word with the coach first, and Coach Ellingworth. And Coach Ellingworth and Pat Opperman had an eye-to-eye talk over there. Now he's set to go again. Jackson Kane comes into the right-hand batter's box now and will take a pitch outside. Pat Opperman behind the plate. He'll be doing some chatting back there. 6-0 is the score. Omaha West Side has got the lead. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. And the count is now even up with one ball and one strike. Michael Pinichiero is scheduled up there next for KB Building Services. Jackson Kane up there right now. There's one man out here in the fourth inning of play. There's a high fastball. It's a swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes here to Jackson Kane. He had a base on balls his last time up there. Had a single in inning number one. So he is one for one officially here in this ball game. Jackson Kane waits on the pitch here from Xander Schmidt. He winds and delivers. There's a slow curveball that's going to be in there for a strike. And a strikeout as a Jackson Kane goes down. Nice pitch there delivered up by Xander Schmidt. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ballgame for Xander. That's going to bring up another left-handed hitter here, the center fielder, Michael Finocchiaro. Bases are still loaded here for Papilia, Omaha West Side in the fourth inning of play. One run is in. Hastings trailing in the ballgame by a score of 6-0 here in the state tournament. Finocchiaro winning on the next pitch here. And he cannot pull the trigger. He should have. It was right down the pipe there for his strike. And the count goes to one ball and one strike here. Drew Fitzsimmons standing in the on-deck circle right in front of the dugout here in the third base side for Omaha West Side. High chopper towards short. Reimer's got it. He goes over to first base. That's going to be not in time. He is safe over there at first base. Not in time. One run scores. And now while Hastings is arguing the play, another run comes in to score. And a run goes over to third base, and they've got him over there. So Hastings was arguing to play. Two runs score, and finally they got the runner over to third base. So Waldron comes in to score on the play. Jake Myers comes around to score on the play. And him being thrown out at third base on the play is going to be Brent Murray. So Hastings not having it go their way. They were arguing the call, and they could show some frustration out there. And why all that was happening, they snuck a couple of home here. And Hastings down behind the Omaha West Side early in this ballgame. It's 8-0, and that's the third out as well. So Hastings finally gets out of the inning, but more damage is done as they score three more runs here in the fourth. We go to the fifth inning of play with a score of West Side 8, Hastings nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Husker's and national sports too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS from the state tournament. Omaha Burke Stadium. Hastings is trailing Omaha West Side by a score of 8-0. 8 runs and 8 hits. No errors for Omaha West Side. No runs, 2 hits and 1 error for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Hastings has not played their best baseball. Giving up a grand slam home run and just some mental mistakes out there here in this contest so far today. Karloff is still playing here, and he fouls away this pitch off of his leg. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Karloff so far today, he had that single back there in inning number 2. So Matt Karloff up there for Hastings Five Points Bank. Batting average is sitting at 301 on the season. Karloff has got 34 base hits and 113 trips to the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karloff has walked 13 times so far this year. He has struck out 27 times. Got 5 doubles for his extra base hits so far this year with 22 RBIs. He whacks that one. It's a chopper out towards short, fielded there by Kane. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So Karloff is thrown out of the play from short to first. And that's going to bring up Kyle Goldenstein next. He is the right fielder. Goldenstein laid down a sacrifice in inning number 2. So he comes to the plate here for Hastings for the second time today. 43 for 145 from the plate. His batting average at .297 to start this state tournament. Goldenstein has struck out 27 times. He has walked 10 times. Takes a little half swing there and swing and a miss. Only two base hits for Hastings so far in this ball game. They are trailing 8-0 to Omaha Westside KB Building Services. Matt Waldron is your pitcher for KB. His next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and the count goes to 1-1 here to Goldenstein. Will Reimer would be up there next. Goldenstein, number 6 in the batting order here for Hastings 5 points back. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses inside. It's now 2-1. Still plenty of time left. These are 9-inning ball games, so Hastings all know they're trailing by 8 runs. They've still got plenty of time to get back into the contest. A loss here would send them into an elimination ball game tomorrow against the Millard Sox, the team that lost earlier today to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. The winner will play Lincoln Southwest tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock right back here at Omaha Brick Stadium. Double elimination affair here this weekend. Kyle Goldenstein looking at a count of 2-1 here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Count is even up at 2-2. Hastings hit the ball fairly decent in the area tournament last weekend, finishing second to Carney Runza, playing that if-necessary ball game. But there's a ball hit right to the second baseman on a line out. Catching the ball there is Mike Waldron. So Goldenstein will line out to the second baseman, Waldron. Now there's two men out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer laid down he reached on a fielder's choice back there in inning number 2, and then he was immediately picked off of the bag at first base. Another mistake that Hastings has had here in this ball game. As Reimer comes to the plate, we'll take a pitch on the inside corner for a strike here. 0-1 to Will Reimer. 48 base hits and 160 trips to the plate for Reimer so far this year. Here's the next pitch as we down low and in the dirt. He has walked 16 times this season. He has struck out 15 times. Reimer's got 5 doubles to his credit. His batting average is sitting at .300 on the season. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. And Reimer is behind in the count of 1-2. Lincoln Southwest has won today here in the National Division of the Class A State Tournament. Omaha Creighton Prep has won. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at 1-2. Over in Kearney, the favorites have won there. Pinnacle Bank, Papillion La Vista picked up a big win, and Primetime Patriots, Millard South, picking up an 11-1 win over Scott's Bluff today. Next pitch is going to be down low and in the dirt. Kind of sitting at 2-2. 2-2 here to Will Reimer, the number 7 hitter in the batting order for Hastings 5 points bank. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground toward third, foul territory. So Will Reimer's got to come back and grab the bat here in the right-hand batter's box. And temperature was at 92 degrees at game time tonight. Winds out of the southwest at 22 miles per hour, blowing toward the left field corner. It's already 8-1. Omaha Westside Grand Slam home run. Here comes the next pitch. A cold third strike, and he strikes out. And the inning is over as Will Reimer strikes out here in the ball game. That's going to be the second strikeout of the contest for Matt Waldron. Hastings goes down in order here in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score, Omaha Westside 8, Hastings nothing.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally known academics, nationally ranked athletics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We are in the fifth inning of play. Bottom of the fifth inning. Hastings, the visiting team here in game number one. Xander Schmidt is going to come out and throw again for Hastings in the fifth inning. First guy he'll face here is Drew Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons is your left fielder. He's a right-handed hitter. He has walked once, and he's flown out the left field. There's a chopper left side of the diamond. Yet gets through there for a base hit. Right on by Reimer. It's a shortstop into left field. Picked up there by Matt Carlisle. So Omaha West Side gets their leadoff man on here in inning number five as Fitzsimmons gets one to sneak through there right in between the third baseman Jonas Schultz and the shortstop Will Reimer. So KB Building Services with a man on at first base, and that's going to bring up Cal Zagurski next, the catcher. Zagurski, he has struck out once, and he has also flown out to third base. First pitch is going to be down low for a ball. That is one ball and no strikes. Mikhail Zagurski, base runner is Fitzsimmons down there at first base. He's already scored one run here for KB Building Services. And there's a throw over there. That's not going to be in time. Ryan Bender does not even apply the tag there as Fitzsimmons dives back into the bag head first. Takes his lead again as he sneaks away. Xander Schmidt looks that way. There's a ball hit toward left field again. Karloff goes back. That's going to be over his head. It's going to be the wall at 370 feet away. Fitzsimmons is going to stop at third base, and a stand-up double there by Cal Zagurski. And that ball was just a couple of feet away from getting out of there as it falls right at the base of the wall at 370 feet away. So a hard-hit ball there by Cal Zagurski. That's going to be a double, and now Omaha West Side has got runners on at second and third base, and now it's going to be Steve Illingworth making his way to the pitcher's mound, and that could be all she wrote here for Xander Schmidt as he has been hit hard all day long today, and that's going to be the end of this term here for Xander Schmidt. So we got a pitching change coming up here. Xander Schmidt is going to be pulled here after just four innings of work. He's going to head to the dugout. We got a pitching change coming up. We'll take a break. You're listening to American Legion Baseball. The score is Omaha West Side 8, Hastings nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings. Open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So a pitching change coming up here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Brandon Panganiban is going to come on and throw now for Hastings. Xander Schmidt. He goes four innings for Hastings today. Gives up eight runs so far, 10 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 4 walks. And the guys that are on the base pads would be charged to his statistics as well. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by the score of 8-0. Omaha Westside with nobody out here in the fifth inning of play. And coming to the plate next will be Devin Stuwek. He's the right fielder. He has flown out twice to a center field. So runners are on at second and third base. Fitzsimmons is on at third base. Zagurski is on at second base. And here comes the pitch here to the left-handed hitter and Devin Stuwek. That's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. So Brandon Pankaneben, 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. He's got 4 saves to his credit. And now a block is going to be called on the second pitch. And now slamming his clipboard down, and he is on his way back out onto the field. It's going to be Steve Illingworth. So the second balk of the ball game is now called. That's going to drive home another runner. There's going to be another conversation out on the field, this time between Steve Illingworth and the plate umpire. So a balk is called. That drives home another runner. That brings Fitzsimmons to the plate to make it a 9-0 ball game. Zagurski is going to be awarded third base on the play. Devin Stuwek is waiting here at the plate on the count of no balls and one strike as Steve Illingworth and the base umpire are going nose-to-nose down there right at the back at first base. That's the second balk of the ball game charged on the Hastings pitcher. Xander had one. And now on the second pitch given to Brandon Pankaneben, he is called for a balk as well. Brandon wants to know what he did wrong, and I don't think he's getting much of an explanation out there. A run comes in to score to make it a 9-0 ball game. Stuwek is winning here at the plate. So Coach Illingworth is back to the first base dugout. Run comes in to score. That's Fitzsimmons. Zagurski, he moves over to third place, and Stuwek is now looking to count of no balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside the strike zone. The count is at 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Devin Stuwek. Will Boyd would be next. Omaha Westside has got a 9-0 lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground toward first base, foul territory. Off of the glove of Ryan Bender. If Hastings loses today, they'll play at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. That will be against the Millard Sox. If they come back to win, it'll be at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against Lincoln Southwest. The game's tomorrow on the radio. If they lose, Hastings will play on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. If they win, we'll have the game here on 1230 KHAS. Here comes the next pitch, fouled away, again the first base side. Stuwek hanging in there, 1 ball and 2 strikes. So make that programming notes. If Hastings wins this ball game, it'll be back here on 1230 KHIS tomorrow afternoon at 4. If Hastings loses this game, tomorrow morning we'll be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 FM, beginning at 10. The count here is at 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Stuwek. His next pitch is going to be hit right back to the pitcher's mound. Pango grabs it, goes to first base to record the out. Man stays at first base. So Devin Stuwek grounds back to the pitcher and Brandon Pankaneben. That's going to bring up Will Boyd next. Boyd, he walked his last time up there and also has got a single here in this ball game. He has scored 2 runs. So he is 1-for-1 so far today, and he's scored 2 runs. As he comes to the plate here with a man out at third base, that's Cal Zagurski. Will Boyd, left-handed hitter again, will come to the plate. And we'll take a fastball here from Brandon Pankaneben. That's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike. Karloff, Schneider, Goldenstein out of the outfield for Hastings 5 points. They've seen plenty of action here today. They've run into a good hitting team here in Omaha Westside. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count down with 1 ball and 1 strike. Mike Waldron, the second baseman, is due up there next. Will Boyd is the designated hitter for KB Building Services. Here comes the next pitch by Pankaneben, a slow curveball that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and 2 strikes here to Will Boyd. Hastings offensively has not got much done here in the ball game today with just 2 base hits. They have now hit 10-2 here in this contest. There's a swing and a miss, and Pankaneben sends Will Boyd back to the dugout. So Brandon Pankaneben gets in there with a strikeout, and that's going to bring up Mike Waldron next. Pankaneben 3-5 in the season with 4 saves. He's thrown 45 innings, giving up 51 hits, 43 runs, 26 earned, 19 base on balls. He's got 34 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 4.04. Omaha Westside with a grand slam and then some in the second inning. Five runs scored there. They scored three in the fourth. They've got one so far here in the fifth inning. It's 9-0. Omaha Westside has got the lead. And here comes the next pitch from Panganiban. That's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes here to Mike Waldron. Waldron had his single and scored a run in the second inning. He reached on a base on balls and scored a run in inning number two. So he's officially one for one here in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's another fastball from Pango that's going to be in there for a called strike. So one ball and two strikes to Mike Waldron. Pango working from the stretch here with a runner on at third base. That's a Zagurski. There's the kick, and the ball is going to be fouled down the first base side, out of play. Two balls and two strikes. They were playing on the field just to the east of Omaha Burke High School here this afternoon. This is the site of the State High School Track and Field Championships. That's located on the other side of the building. A good facility here at Omaha Burke. Here comes the next pitch. The ball is going to get away from the catcher, Pat Opperman, and running in to score from third base is going to be Zagurski. So a wild pitch or a pass ball on either Xander, or rather on Brandon Panganiban or Pat Opperman as that one comes back to the screen. Coming in to score on the play is going to be Cal Zagurski. Both of those runs here in the fifth inning would be charged to the statistics of your starting pitcher, Xander Schmidt. Now the count is sitting at three balls and two strikes here to Mike Waldron, who's the second baseman. So three balls and two strikes. There's two men out here in the fifth. Another long inning here for Hastings, 5 points defensively. Next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side coming over is Ryan Bender, and he makes the catch. So Waldron is going to fly out to the first baseman, Bender, and that will end the fifth inning of play. But Omaha Westside scores two runs here in the fifth inning. Two runs on the single and the double by Fitzsimmons and Zagurski. There were no errors and nobody left on base. We go to inning number six with a score. Omaha Westside 10. Hastings nothing.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family, for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Get to inning number six here this afternoon. Hastings 5 points back is trailing Omaha Westside by a score of 10-0. As Hastings comes to bat here in inning number six. In fact, Hastings has not reached base in the last three innings. This is going to be Mason Spilnett coming to the plate for the second time today. He grounded out his first time up there. So the pitcher for Omaha Westside has flat gotten the job done. That's Matt Waldron. It was a ball hit down the line at first. Fielded there by the third baseman. He simply steps on the bag for the out. Jake Myers, the first baseman, three unassisted as the first baseman grabs it and he steps on the bag for the out. That's going to bring up Jonas Schultz next. Ten guys have went down in a row for Hastings, 5 points back here in this ballgame. They've had just two base hits here in the contest. Jonas Schultz, he flew out to center field his first time up there. So Jonas Schultz comes to the plate for the second time today, 24 for 77 from the plate. His batting average at 312 in the season. He will take his strike here. There's a 10-run rule after seven innings today. Scheduled for nine here in this ballgame. It's a 10-0 contest. Omaha Creighton Prep won the last ball game by the 10-run rule as they beat South Sioux City by a score of 14-0. Next pitch is swung out and missed, and another strikeout. Strikeout number three in the ball game now for Matt Waldron. That's going to bring up the top of the order now for Hastings and Xander Schmidt. Hastings was rocked early by a grand slam home run in the second inning of play when Westside scored five runs, and they have not recovered. Offensively, we have not looked good today. Hastings with a team batting average of .288. Naturally, this may be the number one pitcher here for Omaha Westside. Pitching the opening game of the state tournament, he has absolutely mowed down Hastings during the ball game. It's Xander Schmidt. Brother Brandon Panganiban is up there right now. Pango comes up there to bat now here in this leadoff position in the sixth inning. Here's the next pitch to Panganiban. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. Brandon Panganiban now in relief of Xander Schmidt, who went their first four innings. Racing's 5 points as the ball hit toward third, fielded there by Murray. His throw over to first base. And once again, Hastings goes down in order here in the sixth inning of play. That one from Murray at third base to the first baseman, Jake Myers. Hastings with no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base and no offense here in this state baseball tournament today. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The score, Omaha Westside 10, Hastings nothing.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd. And Hastings open Monday through Saturday.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings in the state tournament, first time in a year or so. Hastings was not here this year, or last year. Got here the year before that, went 2-2 in that state tournament up in Columbus. Right now, they find themselves trailing the first game in 2012 in the state tournament. The score is 10-0 as Omaha Westside comes to bat here in the sixth inning of play. Again, the 10-run rule is in effect today after seven innings. This one is scheduled for nine here today, so Hastings needs to find some offense in a hurry here. First of all, we've got a hold of very good hitting KB Building Services Omaha Westside team here in the sixth inning, and we've got the top of the order coming up there in Jake Myers. All he has done today, 3-for-3, 2 runs scored. And the first pitch from Brandon Panganiban is going to be outside the strike zone and down low for a ball. 1-0 the counts. And if Hastings loses this game, they'll play the elimination ball game tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock against the Millard Sox. That will be on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hard hit ball again towards center field, backing up Graham Schneider. He looks up and he makes the catch. Again, right in front of the 370-feet sign out there. Jake Myers gives it a ride, but Graham Schneider chases it down in center for Hastings. That's going to bring up Brent Murray next. If Hastings wins this ball game, they would move on to play Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. We would have that game on 1230 KHIS. So keep those programming notes in mind. A loss would send them into the elimination on the breeze. A win into the winner's bracket ball game tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Here's a fastball there by Brandon Panganiban. A lot of smoke on that baby that misses on the inside corner. So Murray watches that one go on by, and it's one ball and no strikes. This is a guy who hit the grand slam home run back there in the second inning, so Pango's got to be careful. Although the base paths are empty right now. Two balls and no strikes. Blew up the center field his first time up there, hit the home run in the second. Then was hit by a pitch by Panganiban in the fourth inning of play. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Two balls and one strike here to Brent Murray. He's the third baseman for KB Building Services, Omaha Westside. Next pitch is in on the ground toward right field. Backing up is going to be the right fielder for Hastings. That's going to be Goldenstein, and he makes the catch. So a couple of hard hit balls, but right at the outfielders for Hastings. Snyder comes down with the first one. Kyle Goldenstein comes down with the second one out there in right field. And that's going to bring up Jackson Kane next. Kane so far today reached on a single. He walked and he struck out once. So he is one for two so far today. Wears number 10 on his red uniform for KB Building Services, Omaha Westside. Aggie even goes to work on him and throws a strike on the inside corner. Nothing at one to Jackson Kane. We will see either Mason Spilnick or Ryan Bender, the starting pitcher for Hastings, tomorrow. Next pitch is going to be down low, and the ball gets away from the catcher, Opperman, back to the screen. No damage done. Nobody on the base pads right now for Omaha Westside. One ball and one strike and two men out for KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, here in the sixth inning of play. There's a ball. Little chopper hit to the shortstop. Reimer has it, bobbles it, and an error is going to be chalked up. No throw to first base. Will Reimer having trouble there at the shortstop for Hastings 5 points Bank? He had it, then bobbled it as he tried to get it out of his glove, and that's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. That'll be their second error of the ball game. That's going to bring up the center fielder next. Michael Finichiero is going to come to the plate here. He's flown out to center field. He's fouled out to the third baseman, and he has reached on a single. So he is one for three so far today. Takes a whack at that one right side. He's going to get through there for a base hit. Picked up there by Goldenstein out in right field. He gets the ball back to the infield. So only a single by Finichiero. Moving along to second base on the play is going to be Jackson Kane. And Drew Fitzsimmons comes up there next. Fitzsimmons, he walked in the second inning of play. Came around to score a run. And then he had a single in inning number five. So he is a one for one. He has scored two runs today. Right-handed hitter working against Brandon Panganiban here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings trailing by the score of 10-0. There's a swing and a miss. Fastball delivered up there by Panganiban. It's now 0-1. Over there at first base is Finichiero. Jackson Kane is on at second base. Hastings will play Fitzsimmons pretty much straight away here defensively. Mango working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Back into the parking lot here at Omaha Burke Stadium. And the count is at no balls and two strikes here to Drew Fitzsimmons. Not a whole lot of seats here at Omaha Burke. About maybe a quarter of what we are accustomed to at Duncan Field. A smaller field, but dimension-wise out on the field itself, pretty good size for Legion Baseball. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. In 325 down the lines, 370 to the power alleys, and 400 to straightaway center field. We've seen one home run today. That was over the left field fence, a grand slam by Brent Murray to give KB Building Services a 5-0 lead in the second inning. It's now 10-0. There's another ball that's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. If the wind is blowing this hard tomorrow, I'll see what it's going to take to secure some inside advantage here at the press box. Well, did anyone know the winds will be blowing 25 miles an hour today? Here's the next pitch in on the ground toward third. Nice play by Jonas Schultz. He goes over and taps the bag at third to record the out. Nice play there at Jonas Schultz. He robs Fitzsimmons of a base hit as he grabs that one on the line and then reaches out with his glove and the ball in hand. And he taps third base to get the force out there on Jackson Kane coming over to third. So Omaha Westside, KB Building Services, shut out of this as sixth inning of play. They score no runs here in the sixth. One base hit, one error on Hastings, and two men left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score. KB Building Services, Omaha Westside 10, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration.
Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Omaha Brick Stadium here this afternoon, the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament from 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Not been an enjoyable day for Hastings. 5 points today, 10-0 is the score. And Hastings will have to play at least one run here in the seventh inning to continue this ball game. We're going to have a new pitcher out there for, looks like Will Boyd is going to come out now for KB Building Services Omaha West Side to throw this final inning. If they can keep Hastings off of the scoreboard. So a good performance turned in there by Matt Waldron as he goes eight innings. Holds Hastings to only two base hits in the first six. He strikes out to three batters. Waldron did not walk anybody. In fact, Hastings has not reached base since the second inning. We're now into the seventh, and there's a swing and a miss by Will Boyd, nothing and one. Twelve batters in a row have failed to reach base here for Hastings in this ball game, and there's another swing and a miss. So Will Boyd, he was the DH in this ball game, is now coming on. He'll throw this final inning. If KB Building Services can keep Hastings off of the scoreboard, next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Hastings needs at least a run here to continue. And Hastings has got John Blazer. This is John Blazer batting here, pinch hitting in inning number seven for head coach Steve Illingworth. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's two balls and two strikes. So Blazer is now on in replace of a Graham Schneider, the pinch hit here in the seventh inning of play. Blazer has a count even at two balls and two strikes, and there's a called third strike, and he's out of there. So Blazer, he strikes out here in the seventh. First strike out of the ball game for Will Boyd. Coming up there next for Hastings is going to be Pat Opperman. Opperman is 0 for 2 so far today. He's grounded out twice. Once to the third baseman and once to the shortstop. We'll take a pitch there from Will Boyd. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one. The elimination ball game tomorrow at 10 on the Breeze. A winner's bracket ball game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock here on 1230 KHAS. Another strike thrown in there by Will Boyd. Nothing and two to Pat Opperman. Ryan Bender would be next for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch by Boyd. That's going to be down low. Like it skips to the catcher, Kyle Zagurski. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. So one and two the count here to Pat Opperman. Hastings 27-27 on the season. And a swing and a miss here and a strikeout by Pat Opperman. Second strikeout of the ball game for Will Boyd here in this seventh inning of play. And Ryan Bender comes up there next. If the game ends here in this inning, this would be the second consecutive game of this state tournament that ends by the 10-run rule. Last game had Omaha Creighton Prep beating South Sioux City 14-0. There's a fly ball toward right field, making a diving catch out there, and making the catch is Devin Stuek, and the ball game is going to be over. Ryan Bender flies out to the right fielder, Devin Stuek. At Omaha West Side, KB Building Services picks up a win here over Hastings 5 Points Bank, and probably not a moment too soon, either for the broadcaster or the team, as the winds are starting to pick up here in Omaha. A quick day here today as Omaha West Side knocks off Hastings in seven innings. Ball game ends after seven because of the 10-run rule. Final score, Omaha West Side 10, Hastings nothing. Back with a recap after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888 or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Omaha Burke Stadium here this afternoon as Hastings Five Points Bank loses their first ball game of the state tournament today. They drop one to KB Building Services Omaha Westside by a score of 10-0 in just seven innings. So KB Building Services improves to 35 wins and 12 losses on the season. They will play Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock here at the state tournament. Hastings drops to 27 wins and 28 losses on the season. And Hastings will have a meeting tomorrow with the Millard Sox, a team that they beat in their own tournament earlier this season. So that'll be the elimination ball game tomorrow at 10. And we'll have that game for you tomorrow morning on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 9:45 tomorrow morning. Grab your coffee and donuts, 10 o'clock for the starting time tomorrow. Hastings and the Millard Sox coming up tomorrow morning on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The big blow again in the second inning was the grand slam home run by Brent Murray. That gave KB Building Services a 5-0 lead in the second inning. They added three more runs in the fourth and two more in the fifth. And KB Building Services goes on to win it. Hastings had their last 15 guys in this ballgame not reach base. KB retired the last 15 guys, combination of their starting pitcher out there today and Matt Waldron, and then Will Boyd came on and threw the last inning and retired all three guys that he faced there. So the last 15 guys that come to the plate for Hastings failed to reach base. That spells defeat for Hastings Five Points Bank as they drop one to Omaha Westside this afternoon by the score of 10-0. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to American Legion Baseball at 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
I'm back here at Omaha Burke Stadium here this afternoon. The Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament opening round game. Hastings drops one 10-0 to Omaha Westside. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and name a player of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite little league and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website, scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings got out hit today 10-2 in this ballgame. So our player of the game are only two guys that recorded base hits for Hastings here in the ballgame today. That was Ryan Bender and Matt Karloff. They had the only base hits for Hastings back there in the second inning of play. Had runners at second and third and nobody out, but Hastings could not score in that particular inning. Hastings 5 points bank shut out of the ballgame today by Omaha Westside by a score of 10-0. Ryan Bender, Matt Karloff are players of the game today for Hastings 5 points bank. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's Post Game Show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at Omaha Burke Stadium, it's Hastings dropping one to KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, by a score of 10-0. Head coach Steve Illingworth, I have excused from the post game show here today because of our location and the dangerous conditions of getting up here. So I have excused him. That was a preset earlier today. I did not want him up here. Kind of a dangerous spot up on our shaky ladder on top of this concrete block that we're sitting on here today outside of Omaha Brick Stadium. So I have excused him from the postgame show, so that's why he is not here today. But Hastings 5 points back, dropping one, 10-0 to Omaha Westside. We'll take a break and come back right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Omaha Westside pounds out 10 base hits in 7 innings, including a grand slam home run in the second inning. That's all they needed to beat Hastings 5 points bank today by a score of 10-0. So Hastings now faced with the elimination ball game tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. They'll play Millard Sox in that ball game, a team they beat during the Hastings tournament just a couple of weeks ago. So Hastings with a chance there in that elimination ball game tomorrow, 10 o'clock starting time, 9:45. Pregame show, and that one will be on the breeze tomorrow because of some programming here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have the game on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, 9:45 for the pregame, 10 o'clock for the first pitch. So the scores so far today in the national division of the Class A state tournament here at Omaha Burke, it was Pinnacle Bank, Lincoln Southwest knocking off the Millard Sox, the team made up of players from Millard West, to score 5-1 today. Second ball game had Omaha Creighton Prep, PI Midwest, beating South Sioux City 14-0 in 7 innings. This ball game, KB Building Services, Omaha Westside over Hastings 5 points bank, the score of 10-0. And then coming up tonight, in fact, not till 7 o'clock, so we're running ahead with two 7-inning ball games here today. DJ's Dugout, the team from Bellevue East, will take on the host team. They're on the national division side of things, T. Hurd Construction from Omaha Burke. So those are the scores on the national division. Coming up in the American division today, first ball game over in Kearney went Pinnacle Bank, Papillion La Vista, beating the Judd Brothers from Lincoln Northeast, a score 15-5. Primetime Patriots from Millard South over Scott's Bluff today, 11-1. The third ball game is going on now between Grand Island Home Federal and Roof Tech Wildcats. And then the nightcap tonight will have Papio South Associated Fire Protection taking on Kearney Runza at 7 o'clock. So Hastings will play an elimination ball game tomorrow. Hastings now 27-28 in the season, and now it's do or die for Hastings. 5 points bank. They win, they continue on in this double elimination tournament. They lose tomorrow, and the season will be over. We expect to see a Mason Spilanek or Ryan Bender on the mound tomorrow for Hastings 5 points bank. Hastings drops this one to Omaha Westside today by a score of 10-0. Westside breaking the ball game open with 5 runs in the second inning, and Hastings really never entered the ball game after that. The last 15 guys that come to the plate failed to reach base for Hastings in this ball game. They drop it by the score of 10-0. That'll wrap things up for Omaha Brick today. A reminder, tomorrow's game will be on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5 beginning at 9:45. For my producer and engineer, John Deberin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Omaha.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings 5 Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.